choice is obviously it's the most hated person, and it's someone off the time, the place. Like, all most hated people must be.
Can I set this up?
Do you very briefly want to set it up?
Yeah, yeah, I was pretty convinced I was going to pick Desmond Wilcox. And then, just a couple of weeks ago, when I knew I was doing this show, I was watching The Time, The Place, which, again, is an inexhaustible supply of puffed-up mad people. And they were doing a thing about lookalikes. One of their standbys, when they can't find a transvestite to sit on, they go, believe it or not, I used to be a man. Yeah, we know. And they were doing a thing about lookalikes.
Yeah.
So there was the old style boy Jules, there were your Michael Jacksons, your Marilyn Monroes,
yeah.
And there was this fella.
He says that he looks like Robert Redford.
With the best things I've ever put on the show. I've had a lot of problems with my relationships, marriages, I've had two marriages, loads and loads of relationships.
But that's surely not due to the way you look.
Yeah, well, kind of goes to cook.
They also Robert Redford.
Yeah, yeah. And what are you looking at my wife for? And what's she say? Does she know you and all this? It's not my fault. Say, hey, come on.
Well, you say it's not your fault, but am I being rude? Did that suntan come from where do you live?
Near Mansfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the subject.
That's the most Jewish part of that clip. All those people think he's sad, he is, and they're dressed up like Queen Victoria, Prince Albert.
When I first saw that, he hadn't revealed who he said he looked like.
Right.
So you had this fella, I don't know if you caught the dialogue, he was saying, the biggest bane of my life is women. Oh, I love them, and thank God they were put on the planet. But they make my life hell. And I thought, who are you? And that's why John Stapleton said, because you look like Robert Redford. And he went, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. And I thought, well, yeah, I'm doing really well, but imagine being locked in with that fella forever. God love women, I'm glad they're on the planet.
It's that. The world of professional lookalikes is just incredibly fascinating, isn't it?
It is, and it's been well documented too, and I thought nothing could shock us anymore. I mean, there was a George Michael fella on there. There's about five George Michael.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a Janet Jackson who I think we can see.
Older Janet Jackson, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Is it Janet, or is it the lookalike?
And the George Michael fella said, I don't tread on George's toes, we've got independent careers. In fact, I wrote to him and said that I would never show up where he was. So there, you can steer clear of the Crown Court for the next 2 years. But nevertheless, what he said, I would never do anything that George would find is, and they assume that kind of Rupert Pupkin relationship, which is fair enough, but that fella, who neither looks like Robert Redford, even in outside Mansfield, that cannot pass for a Robert Redford.
Let's just see. I mean, if you see Robert Redford in the poster for Indecent Proposal...
Right.
And is it such a leap of imagination?
No!
You see?
Strangely. No.
All I was saying...
No, it actually doesn't look bad.
I don't think we can put him in Room 101. On the grounds that if he thinks he looks like Robert Redford,
yeah,
he'll think Room 101 is Fantasy Island.
No, that's a bad choice.
No.